You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Dr. Melody Fox right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. I'm flying solo as my co-host, psychologist Dr. Melody Fox, will not be with us today. Each week, we will bring you guests that can inspire, educate, and entertain while bringing answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. We address issues such as locating your runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and many great ways to keep your family mentally, physically, and spiritually sound. Now, having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. And we'll continue to bring you some of these incredibly talented people each week as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, our topic today, it's going to be about creating success in your family from the top down, meaning family success starts when the parents, it starts with the parents and will be infused into the children to create a successful and rewarding family culture. Our guest today, Dan Lear, is a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and consultant in the area of success and peak performance for both business and personal life. He has done over 3,500 presentations in 20 countries. His work has been covered by The Today Show, Inside Edition, and he was recently a guest on The O'Reilly Factor. His timeless success strategies are embraced by people around the globe. Dan, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you, Alan. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and I just want to start by telling all of our listeners, I've been listening to some of your tapes. I'm dating myself, discs. I'm listening to them in the car, and I love the fact that really, you know, each subject being about 10 minutes just seems to be just right. And in this day and age of rushing to pick up the kids, or going to the store, going to the office, going to meet somebody, it seems like, you know, I've got drives that are about 10 or 15 minutes, and it just really seems to work out well for me.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Excuse me. Those CDs have been a tremendous, tremendous hit for us. You know, my background is I was working for some of the top speakers in the world, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, Og Mandino, and then I'd go to all these seminars and events, and all these, you know, people were buying this, you know, tapes back at the time, and of course CDs. And when I started doing my own programs in 99, and I was doing some research, and I found that 50% of the people who purchased the CDs and tapes at events, they never finished the actual CDs, and 13% of them didn't even open the packaging. So being that I thought that most people were like me with a short attention span, and I'm a business owner, I'm a parent, and things were going on, I created some CDs with a branding called the 10-Minute Coach. So these CDs have various, you know, different topics, if you will, but each CD is broken down into tracks and into different messages where you get a 10-minute coaching session one-on-one from me to you with an action step at the end. So like you said, people get in the car, they're dropping their kids off at soccer, or they're in between meetings, and they can get a short one-on-one coaching session on the power of a winning attitude, or the health and nutrition for your kids, or getting rid of your excuses as a sales professional. So I appreciate you saying that. They've been I've gotten so much great feedback from them, and it's been a blessing for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a feeling that that somebody used it in my car. I have a car where I'm allowed to take it to the dealership, and they wash it whenever I want. And so I took it over and I dropped it off, and I'm waiting in the area and I'm talking to some of the people, and it was taking an extremely long time for me to get the car back. So I asked somebody, and when the guy brought it around, he started asking me about the thing. He says, I'm sorry, sir. He says, it took me a little longer. He said, but I was listening to the CD in your car while I was cleaning it.
Well, that's a good sign. Hopefully the guy, the detailer, was focused and fired up as he was taking care of your car, so that's good.
Absolutely. He did a great job. But one of the things I want to ask is that, you know, as a guy who has coached people at a really high level now for about 18 years, what would you say are most people looking for?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, if you ask someone on the street and why people hire me, you know, I get inquiries, I want to make more money, I want to be a better leader, I want to be a public speaker. So they're really looking for success. They're looking for more productivity, or I want to make more money. As we start the coaching relationship, what I know is what people really want is they want to be fulfilled. They want to feel whole on the inside. They want to feel like what they're doing really matters. They want to feel a connection with their kids or their spouse. They want to feel like their life means something. So throughout my coaching process, you know, I mean, that's just what people think. I think they want to make more money or buy the next big car, but that's not it. They want to feel like their life matters. They want to feel fulfilled on the inside. And unfortunately, you know, most people don't have that.
Right. Well, and it sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, a lot of people think that money will be the answer, that if they can just make this much more money, or they can just, you know, get this house or get this car or whatever, that that's somehow going to make them happy. And I agree with you. I think what you're saying is that until they get the right kind of fulfillment, just going after the money isn't really going to get them what they want.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we have a saying in my business that you have to take yourself with you. So when you leave that job because you want to make more money, or you leave that wife or that husband because you want, you know, he's not exciting enough or she's not exciting enough, the challenge of that starting that new relationship is you have to take yourself with you. And so until you make some changes on the inside and really find the peace for you of who you really are and what makes you happy, you know, as human beings, we repeat the same process over and over. And so as you're talking about, you know, raising healthy children and raising kids with high self-esteem, one of my beliefs is that us as parents, I'm a parent as well, have to really understand what makes us tick and keeps us fulfilled. Because when you're fulfilled as a parent, you're a much better parent than when, you know, you're unwinding at both ends and you're struggling, or you're not managing your time, or you feel stretched, or your relationship's challenged at home. I mean, how can you really teach kids or show kids what true success is when your own life is unwinding? So that's been my philosophy with kids, and I'm a parent that's living it, and I've been through a divorce. I've got I have two children, and I'm divorced. So, you know, that's another challenge in itself, and that doesn't mean that the kids are not going to be successful. It's just the reality of life about finding true happiness and then showing your kids how to find happiness in themselves. And that's a tough job.
Absolutely. And I love the thing that you're saying is that, you know, in essence, you know, no matter where you go, you're taking yourself with you. And if you can't fix you first, how do you plan on being able to fix your children? It actually reminds me of a story that a client told me. They were having terrible difficulties with their child, and no matter what happened, you know, what program they sent their child to, the child was coming back, and as they're explaining to me, they're saying, my child failed. And they said, look, you've taken my child now to three different programs, and the child comes back, and the program failed.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, what can you do? He says, I'm listening to these professionals telling me to go to these programs, but, you know, maybe you have some insight. And I said, what's the common denominator? And they paused for a long time, and they said, coming home to me? I said, okay.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Yeah. Start working on you. So I love the fact that you're addressing that right up front for parents. If that's what you know what you want, and if you're trying to do everything you can for your kids, you know, stop and look at what you're doing for yourself and make that work first.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kids are very smart. They're very intuitive. They can feel things. So, you know, when you're teaching about integrity, you're teaching about time management or follow through or hard work, they see you, and you don't have to say anything. You know that old saying that actions speak louder than words.
Yep.
So you can. It's like telling a kid, hey, you shouldn't drink, but every night you're up at the bar.
That's right.
It makes common sense, and yet it's easier said than done. So when I'm coaching people about even parenting, you know, we start with themselves and talk about who are you being in front of your parent? I mean, who are you being in front of your child? Who are you being in front of your spouse? Because that's the person that they see. And that's a tough pill for some people to swallow, yet the reality is people really need to get clear and be honest with themselves. I mean, there's no growth without honesty.
Yep. Yeah, and I think too, it's no matter how big or how small it is, you know, if you have a parent that's telling their child, you know, look, I need you to be honest, you know, and so on, and then as they're walking into the movie theater, they go, I know you're 13, but I'm going to tell them you're 11 so that I can pay $6 less.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so, that message goes a long way.
That's right. So I mean, let's get down to the bottom line. I mean, how do people find fulfillment?
Well, that's a great question. It's a struggle because in our culture, we're programmed to go after what we see on TV, parents included. And so from my coaching standpoint, how I coach parents now to talk to raise their kids in regards to careers, because all parents, oh, I want my kid to go to college, he's going to go to Harvard, or he's going to go to Stanford, he's going to go here or there, and that's great. And the research says that education only has 25% to do with your child's success. And so what really makes people successful is finding something that they love to do, finding something that has passion in their lives. And as you know, you've been around the world, and I know that I would say, and this is a guess, but I would say 85 to 90% of the people that we all meet every day are not fulfilled with what they're doing for a living. Mm-hmm. And so if you had to do it over again, I think people would do it over again. They'd say, I want to do something that means something for me. You know, cast the money aside because health, mental health is much more important than making a few extra bucks. So back to your original question. First of all, you have to find out what you want. You really have to, fulfillment comes from doing something that makes you feel like you're contributing. So what I say is, even if you're doing a job, quote unquote job, that you don't love, and that's okay, you can find fulfillment in other areas. Maybe you're heading a nonprofit. Maybe you're doing something that means something to you. You know, maybe you're really working on being an incredible parent. That gives you fulfillment. And that's one of those things. And then the second thing is, you've got to really put a game plan together. You have to think about, okay, how is this going to look and how am I going to do it? I mean, you wouldn't start a business without a business plan. So when you talk about creating a game plan for success for your life or the next 2 years or 2012, you know, here we are coming up into new year, you got to talk about how am I going to get there? I want to do this in 2012, and how am I going to get there? And be realistic about it and find yourself making small strides every single day, every single week. And as a human being, when you're making strides, you start to feel better. You feel more confident. You feel fulfilled. You create momentum. And that, quite frankly, that moves through your children. That moves through your family. So that would be the short answer to how do you really find fulfillment is finding something you like to do and create a game plan.
Well, and let's talk about creating a game plan, because I know that one of the most difficult things, I think, for all of us, and especially now, I mean, the way that the economy is, I mean, people are really just doing whatever they can to maintain that job, to keep that money coming in, to get the house payment and stuff. You know, we don't feel like, or many people don't feel like they have, you know, the option. So they say, well, yeah, I'd like to create a game plan, but, you know, I have to do this or I have to do that. So what are some of the steps that they can take? And if you take the average person that's probably working for a corporation, they have a job, it's kind of a 9-to-5 type of job, but they're just not really feeling fulfilled. Like you said, first of all, they got to figure out what they want to do. But let's talk about that game plan. How can somebody get into that game plan and then follow up? And I know that, and I'm as guilty as anybody. You know, I can start a game plan, but that doesn't mean that I always follow up, because something else happens. Something else takes that period, that amount of time that I thought I was going to use for it, and now I don't get back to it because life takes over. How do we keep defeating the thing of where life just took that away?
Well, I think it's the realization that life is going to happen anyway. No matter what you plan on, it's just going to happen. So to think you're going to put this game plan out there, there's going to be no obstacles, I mean, that's foolish. So the reality is no matter what you and I do, no matter what we say, no matter whatever the listeners are going to do or what their goals are, we're going to have setbacks. And that's part of it. And so how I coach people is, if you know you're going to have setbacks, would you still be willing to go through with your process? And, of course, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Answering the first part of your question is, you know, the state of the economy. You know, quite frankly, I coach from a different perspective. You know, many people out there are making excuse that they cannot do the things they want to do, or that they're not able to make things happen because of the economy, which just buys into their mindset. So there's no doubt things are different than they were 5 years ago, no doubt about it. And what separates people is their psychological health, their mental fitness of what's possible for themselves. If you just go out and buy into, well, I can't do that because of the economy, well, you're done. You have no hope, you have no fulfillment, you have no motivation. Yet if you're asking yourself different kind of questions, like, despite the challenging times, what can I do this week that can change the direction of my life? When you're asking yourself different kind of questions that cause your mind to search for answers, you can actually feel hope, you can feel momentum, you can find some steps to do. So really the first step for me is, you know, it's your psychology. It's mastering your mindset, understanding that the majority of the American public have bought into the fact that these times are tough and we cannot achieve anything right now because of the way things are. And that holds most people back. There's people out there right now that are changing their lives. There's people out there that are making opportunities happen because they have an open mind, they're taking steps, and they're making it happen. So, that's a very complex question that we could literally discuss for a long time. It gets down to the psychology. I mean, that's really what drives people. I think 90% of our success has to do with what's going through our minds on a daily basis. And that's a learned skill. You can learn how to be positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, and one example, again, having listened to your tapes and having met you and talked to you before, mm-hmm. why don't you share the story about you writing your book? I think that'll kind of drive this point home.
Right, and I've used that strategy in many parts of my life. Essentially, it's a strategy I call something at stake, and I don't think I call it that in the specific CD that you listen to. At the end of the day, you've got to find a way to get yourself to take action and follow through, because action separates the doers from the talkers. So I remember when the story that I told, I believe in the CD that you heard, I think it's a CD called 5 Steps to Creating Results. Is that right, Alan? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, that is one of them.
So I moved to Las Vegas in 2003, and I moved into a really nice place, a country club, and they have a gym there, a fitness center, where all the members come. And I literally was networking and meeting people, and it happened all the time. Every time I meet somebody new, they'd ask me, well, do you have a book? Because I guess that's what the legitimacy factor to make you real is, if you actually have a book and you're in my business. And so after a couple of years of this, I don't remember what year it was, but I walk up to a guy and he asked me the same question. And I said, well, geez, I'm glad you asked, because yes, I do. It's coming out soon. And it gave me the tools. It gave me the leverage to say, that's enough. I had made a commitment to him, not really having a book yet. And then I put a game plan together. I made a decision, I shifted my beliefs on what was possible, I created a game plan, and then I took consistent action. I created accountability through an accountability partner, and I made it happen. You know, it's the thing that when I talk about coaching and I talk about achieving results, I talk about you have to have something at stake. Because the fact is that all of us on this call or that's listening to this show, we all want to be successful, every single one of us. The challenge is, you know, if I ask you a question, who's the person that we all let down the most? All of us look right in the mirror and say, we are. I'm the one that I let down the most. So knowing that we all want to be successful, we have to have something that's bigger than us at stake to follow through on our goals. And so that's the strategy that I learned over the years, and I put it into play for my stuff all the time, and I teach all my clients. It's, you know, the story that I tell and during my live events about how, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm trainable, and I work, and no one will ever out-hustle me. So whenever I'm doing an event or flying across the country or have to, you know, do a red eye and walk in and do a program, I'm going to knock it out of the park. I'm going to exceed expectations, because my core belief is, the way I'm wired is, if I don't exceed expectations, then my kids will have to go through some of the same things that I went through when I was a kid. And that's the something at stake for me. That's the reality that's inside of my head. So I'm always overprepared, and I always make it happen. And so that's just, again, that's the psychological fitness that people can, we literally can train ourselves to have that. And that's something that's free. It doesn't take a college degree. It doesn't take any money. It's really a decision.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the accountability partner. That was one of the things that that I saw and that I thought, you know, that's something that's great. I mean, it sounds like, so your accountability partner is, that's someone who literally is there to keep you moving forward. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I get hired because people want to make things happen. They want to change their lives. They want to be a better speaker or make more money or whatever they want to do. And essentially what they do is they coach me to tell them, they pay me to tell them the truth. So I am their accountability partner. Yeah, what I teach people is not everybody can afford a coach right now, or not everybody has access to the right person. So you just have to have somebody in your life that you respect that can hold you to your word. And you can call them and say, hey, you know, hey, Mike, or hey, Bob, or hey, Janet, I want to change my life. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to change my behavior. And here's what I'm going to do. And then you tell them what you're going to do. And you simply ask them, I'm going to call you every Sunday night at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever it is, and I'm going to tell you my results. And I want to tell you, I want you to be honest with me, and I want you to hold me to my results because this is what I want to do. And when you're talking to somebody who respects you, who wants the best for you, they're going to do it. The challenge that most people do is they tell their families. And then their families, you know, of course, their families love them, and so they're not going to make them feel bad or tell them the truth because they want to do it. It's your family. It's accountability partner is somebody that's not your friend down the street. It's someone who really knows you, who knows what you want, and not afraid to tell you, hey, to get off your butt or whatever you need to do and stop making excuses. So that's one of the things that I talk about is finding someone to help you build that psychology, and I call that an accountability partner.
Now, would that be somebody, I mean, is that the type of thing you might have to where it becomes a mutual thing? So, you and I become each other's accountability partner because, as you said, one person's trying to quit smoking and the other one's trying to lose weight, or one's trying to build this type of business and the other one's trying to, you know, find more time for their kid's soccer or whatever it is that's important to them at that time. Okay. That sounds great.
Everybody's got something they want to change, no doubt about it. So if you literally find that person and you make a commitment to each other, it can be fun. I mean, everybody, like I said, fulfillment comes from making steps, making strides, what I call making progress. If you find somebody right now who's making progress in their life, they feel fulfilled, and that's a great feeling. And so some people, you know, we need people to help us with that sometimes.
Okay. And by the way, we get listener questions. We get questions and comments and things. Sometimes they will come over the computer. They'll come over in an instant message, or people will email them in. And I've got one coming across right now I want to share. I'm looking at the beginning of it, and it looks great, but it says, love the topic. It says, in my counseling practice, I have the same philosophy of impressing on the parents of teens who are experiencing behavioral issues, that they need to first address their own patterns of behavior and reactions if they want to experience long-term positive change. I applaud your work and look forward to reading and recommending your books to my clients.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. That means a lot. So that's fantastic.
Yeah,
Thank you.
And we do have a lot of psychologists, therapists, and such that I know listen because I get questions from them. So I love this. And you were saying, well, it's somewhat of a psychological thing, and then you didn't want to go too far in it. And here's essentially a psychologist coming on and saying you're right on target.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's so much to it, and being a great parent is a challenge, and one of the toughest jobs that we will ever do as human beings. And so it's not something to be taken lightly. You're really molding a young person's life for the rest of their life, the way they think, the way they act, and what they do. And a lot of it comes from modeling, meaning they're watching you and I. They're watching us as parents, what we're doing. So I believe in that. I believe you got to check yourself first, and you've got to get yourself together before you can expect changes in your kids.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about kind of what, you know, you have coined, and that is sort of the, you know, the 10-minute coach. How did you get to the point? And I know that, I mean, you trained with Tony Robbins. You know, you've been doing this a long time. In fact, I know when I spent a little bit of time with you and your wife, and I learned, I mean, you know, that, I mean, you were a big hit on the Home Shopping Network, and if I'm not mistaken, you were the only success motivational person to ever have appeared on the show and presented your own products. So why do you think people are attracted to your products and to the timing of it, you know, the short segments? I mean, is that something that we as a society, our attention span is shorter, or, I mean, what do you think is attributed to that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I was the only personal development guy to ever be on Home Shopping Network, and I think the reason for that is that my message is broad enough that all people can relate with it. I've got three CDs that I sold on Home Shopping Network, and one of them was called, it's called the 10-Minute Coach, it's kind of a brand, and one of them was called Principles for Success, and the tagline, the subtitle is From CEOs to Soccer Moms. And so it's a CD that is for CEOs to soccer moms about specific success, whether it's building momentum, creating a winning attitude, overcoming adversity, goal setting and vision, and conquering failure. I mean, who doesn't need tools and tips and coaching on those subjects? So I don't care how much you make or what you do, we need help in those areas. And so when I was on the Home Shopping Network, we were very fortunate to connect with millions and millions of people, and we got great feedback. And so I think that, you know, the reason why people love it is just exactly what you said, is that the reality of getting in your car or even putting on your iPod and listening to something uninterrupted for 30 minutes is unrealistic in our society today. And so the fact that each track on my CDs are broken down into 6 to 10-minute segments where you can get a 6-minute session on overcoming adversity or goal setting and vision or getting rid of your excuses or perseverance or preparation or success mindset, that's very attractive to people because they feel like, you know, I've got something. Even though I just drove to work, I felt like I got infused with some motivation, infused with some knowledge before my day started, and that's why they've been so successful.
Now, I think it also helps in the sense that it's the type of thing you can listen to multiple times. And I know some of us, you know, with our attention going in so many different directions, just the fact that I can listen to the same message, you know, 3 or 4 times, you know, over a period of a couple of weeks, I think it helps cement it in. And I don't know that I would do that if I was listening to somebody's, you know, 7-hour tape series. I'm probably not going to listen to it 3 different times, you know.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. I call the information digestible. I mean, it's something that we can digest. We can taste it. We can digest it, and we can take action on it. You know, I have a hard time listening to something for 30 minutes or an hour or 7 hours, for God's sake, and then putting it into action because I don't have that kind of attention span. But you can tell me something. Give me 3 or 4 or 5 solid minutes of something impactful. That's going to stick with me, and then I want to hear it again. And so and the fact is, we are human beings that, you know, you listen to the same message 2 weeks from now, it's a 5, 6-minute, 7-minute message, you're a different person, you're a different place, you might hear something totally different. And that's the philosophy I go from. And yeah, people, I have so many people that listen to them on their iPod while they're working out. I get these emails and texts and, you know, thanking me, and they pass them on to their kids, and they give them to their brother and their sister and those kind of things. So it's been a tremendous thing for me.
So now, I know that you also created a CD that is just for parents. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, it's called The 10-Minute Coach for Parents. And one of my goals, one of my biggest goals as a young father, young man, was to create kids or help raise kids with high self-esteem. And so being in the success business that I'm in and understanding psychology, I just would see the things that we, as our culture does every single day, that really strips and robs kids from feeling self-confident. If you ask, I believe if you took parents aside and you said, what's the one thing you wish your kid had more of, they would say a feeling of self-confidence or a belief in themselves, because it's tough being in school with peer pressure and the clothes you wear and what you're supposed to say and dress like and it's tough. So teaching kids that their choices are okay, their opinions are valid, that what they do means something, and teaching parents on how to, what I call, program their kids for success. So the CD, again, it's got six or seven tracks on it, and I call it, I'll just read them off. I'm not going to be looking at it. The first track is called Raising Champions. The second track is called Principles for Winning. The third one is Success Programming, which is literally programming your kids for success. The fourth one is Language, which is one of my favorites, the language that you use when you talk to your kids and how certain language patterns that we use every day can actually debilitate and stop kids from trying new things and being their best. The next track is called Health and Nutrition. The next one is called Belief, and the last one is Discipline. A lot of parents have a difficult time with disciplining their kids, and so I talk about that a little bit and give them some different ideas on how to do things, and parents love it. You know, it's not the only way. It's just one way, and I think that as a parent, you can listen to different people's ideas. It gives you ideas and it gives you more confidence on how you want to do it.
Absolutely, yeah, and just, you know, go in and pull out the things that work for you. Now, how can somebody get these? Where is the best place? Is this, are we best going to your website or what's
the best place to go is you just go to my website, which is danlier.com. That's D-A-N-L-I-E-R. You remember the old thing we learned in school, I before E. So it's danlier, D-A-N-L-I-E-R.com. And just go to the CD section or the product section. You can see the 10-minute coach for parents, and you can order it, and it ships out the next day. So I'm sure you'd have it by the end of the week for sure. A great Christmas gift. If you have, if you're listening to this, and maybe you have someone in your life that has a new baby, or one that's 18 months, 24 months, great, great gift. They can listen to it as their child is young, and start learning some tools to think about as the child starts developing language and you know, how you're disciplining it's fantastic. So danlier.com.
All right. And I know that this ended up being somewhat of an abbreviated version, so I don't want us to run out of time. I want to touch on some of the other things that I know that you do. I know that you work a lot with business owners, sales professionals, and entrepreneurs. What do you think is stopping most people from reaching their true potential on the business side?
Well, it's a simple answer. Simple answer, but yet complicated to change. And again, it's their psychology. It's themselves. It's how they think about themselves. It's how they think about what's going on in the world. So I believe that success, again, 90% of our success as human beings comes from what's going on in between our ears. So when I'm talking to business professionals about whether it's making more money or changing careers or being better at a certain skill, the first thing they have to do is literally change their psychology about what's possible, literally changing what they believe about themselves and believe about what's possible in their field. Because if you're walking around, I'll give you a simple example. I work with a lot of sales professionals, and I'll walk in and get hired as a consultant to come in-house and do some training, and I'll talk to a guy, and I hear this all the time. Some guy or woman will take me aside and say, yeah, Dan, that's great, but my territory is terrible. I got the worst territory in the company. No wonder why I'm not making any money. And that always comes up, and I just laugh about it, because if you really believe as a sales professional that you have a bad territory or a bad product or you have bad leadership, if that's what your belief is, you have no chance to succeed. Because, yeah, you know, why would you make that, if you believe you have a bad territory, why would you even make that extra call? Or why would you even go visit your clients? Because, geez, this is a bad territory. And what happens is they get fired, and then they bring in somebody new who's so excited to get a job, so excited for an opportunity, and all of a sudden they start calling on these people that never been called on before. They start going into these big accounts that never been called on because the other person is too afraid. And all of a sudden the territory turned into an amazing one because this person had a new belief and a new psychology about what was possible in this territory. So, you know, the old adage from Henry Ford, if you believe it's true for you, that kind of thing. And so you've got to start with your psychology as a business professional to take your business to the next level. You know, I can teach closing skills, I can teach business strategy, but unless your mindset's in the right place, those things are totally worthless. So that's the first step, is really, really challenging your own beliefs and changing your beliefs about what's possible for yourself. And then, of course, having a strategy.
Yeah. Now, what about the flip side of that? What if you go into a business and it just has a negative culture? So, in other words, you have 10 different areas, and eight of the people are saying that they have a you know, well, I just got a bad territory. You know, I mean, at that point, I would think it's a little bit higher up as far as the culture is concerned. How do you deal with that?
That's a tough one, and that's a good question. You know, often I can tell because I've done literally thousands of talks and walking into companies and doing consulting that I can walk in a minute and get a feel, get a vibe for what's going on there. And you can tell when there's negativity from the top down. So on occasion, you know, I don't have a percentage for you, but on occasion, the negativity comes from, you know, the middle management or you know, the person who they're directing or they report directly to. So those are the tough ones. That's when, you know, the sales leaders or the managers need consulting, and that's oftentimes why I get brought in. It's usually something more than, hey, I got a bad territory. You know, I only get called in when, you know, geez, our whole region's not hitting their numbers. What the heck's going on? Type of thing. So you're absolutely right. It things come from the top down. I mean, it could come all the way from the top. And oftentimes, you know, the person at the top is usually pretty sharp. They don't get there by accident. And then there's some stuff along the way that happens. And I'm not saying they're good people or bad people. They're just people that maybe don't have the right skill set or the right psychology to be leaders. And so, you know, part of the thing, one of the things that I do as a professional is really help and coach leaders on being better leaders, because that's the most challenging part in corporate America today is finding solid leaders.
Well, but it sounds to me like that's also where you could make the biggest impact on a business. If somebody has
Absolutely.
A business out there and they're saying, wow, the economy has got me down, 8 of my 10 territories of my business are down, you know, maybe mm-hmm. having someone like you come in that goes in and talks to middle management, and now you find out that it was the culture at that level, it's not the
yeah.
economy, there's a culture in there, and by fixing that, I mean, I would think that, I mean, you know, now you have potentially 8 territories that can get better rather than somebody calling in saying, I want you to work with one of my salespeople that I think, you know, needs some coaching.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, much bigger bang for your buck, I think, you know, if
absolutely.
That's fixing.
Absolutely. If you've got a management team or a manager that's touching 10 salespeople or maybe they're touching 100 salespeople and they aren't on top of their game or they have a negative vibe or they don't understand, you know, how to turn people around, that is a big, big challenge. And so you're absolutely right. You know, like I said, a lot of the things I do is working at the management level or the leadership level with, you know, how to inspire, how to motivate, how to call to action, how to get the most out of your people. And that's the biggest challenge in corporate America. How do I get more out of my people? And that's what we all want to do. And as human beings, we want to get more out of ourselves. So when you can find a leader who can inspire people, hold them accountable, do it in a way, you know, that's not cutting, not to say that people don't need to get checked from now and then, yet everybody likes to go to work and feel like they're wanted. And that's not hard to do. You know, people like to feel like they're a part of something. And that's exactly right. And then, you know, that part of our business has been very successful, and we're very busy, fortunately, because of that.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you very much. Unfortunately, the time has flown by, but I just want to remind everybody, now I've gone to his website. There are some incredible products there. So it's www.danlier.com, D-A-N-L-I-E-R. And I also want to leave everybody wanting a little more because I know that you've written a new book that is just for women on how to communicate with men. So what I want to ask you is, can we bring you back on the show and let's touch on that.
Yeah, boy, you're opening up a whole new can of worms. But
you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's another thing that helps the family. Right.
Well, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. You know, being a guy that's been divorced and coaching professionals for the last, you know, 15, 18 years, I get to be, you know, intimate in conversations with people, both men and women, who are having relationship challenges. So I wrote a book along with a business partner of mine, and the title of it is called Men, 10 Secrets Every Woman Should Know from Two Guys That Do. And that book has been extraordinarily successful. And it's a real message from to women, written from a man's perspective on how to communicate with men. And quite frankly, people always say, well, why didn't you write one for men? And I said, because they don't care to read it. But women actually won't want Women actually want to invest in their relationship, and they'll read something to help them get better, and that's why we did it.
Well, again, I just want to thank you. I think we've left them with just enough of a tease for that one. So, again, these great products. Go to the website. And in the meantime, Dan, thank you so much for being there, and I look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Dan. Take care. Bye.
Yep, have a great day.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Dr. Melody Fox, right here on LA Talk Radio.